As a rookie, I plan on just coming in, just taking coaching and joining a team, you know, who's on the verge of winning and trying to help me any way I can, you know, special teams, you know, defensively, you know, whatever I could do, I want to try to help and, you know, just learn and get better day to day. So that's my goal as a rookie.
Tony said yesterday you thought he was an outside linebacker. Have you had any more discussions about that?
I talked briefly with Coach about it, you know, and he talked to me about playing defensive end, 5 technique. You know, I told him when during the process that that's a position, you know, I play whatever position he asked me to. And he looked at me as a guy that can do multiple things, can rush from multiple positions. But, you know, whatever Coach asked me to do, you know, I'm willing to learn. And that's my attitude about it. I'm just going to come here and I'll try to earn a spot here and just give him my all. Possibly, you know, 5 technique is a position where you have to be a little bigger. You know, right now I'm around 270, 275. So, you know, but whatever they ask me to do, I'm more than happy to do. You know, they have good strength coaches here, so I'm pretty sure I'm a gain. If I need to gain weight, I can do that, but it can be good weight. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting started. Oh, I don't know. You know, you have to talk to coaches about it. You know, I never played a traditional 5 technique in a 3-4, so I don't know what's necessary to play that position, but whatever he asks me to do, you know, I'm more than happy to do it. Throughout the process, you know, I've visited a lot of teams, and for me and Winham, he worked me out at Tennessee. When I came up here, we had numerous good conversations and talked to him on the phone a couple of times. You know, he always encouraged me and I always tried to ask him what can I get better at, and you know, and he just told me what I could do and just sit back, and he told me he really liked me. So when Denver picked at 12, you know, I was kind of happy, and then they picked No'Shawn, and when they picked me, I was real happy about that too, because I know what type of guy No'Shawn is and I played against him. So I feel like things worked out for the best, and I'm more than happy to be here. Honestly, I really didn't. When they got the 18, I was kind of hoping, but I really wasn't sure because, you know, a lot had happened, and by that time we was on the 18th pick, so a lot of things were going on. I think Cleveland just traded around, so, you know, I just was kind of up in the air for a lot of things. But early, I really, you know, during the process, I thought this is where I was going to end up, and, you know, I ended up here at 18. Oh, that helped me tremendously. You know, I can't even begin to explain it because, you know, I was a guy that my senior season, you know, team-wise, we didn't meet our goals. We didn't do good like we wanted to. And I went to Senior Bowl with a mission, and I wanted to show everybody that I can play. And when I went there, I did some good things and caught some eyes. And a lot of teams went back and looked at my film, and they liked what they saw. So, you know, that helped me out a lot. I can't even begin to explain it. Without the Senior Bowl, I doubt I would be in this situation here. So, you know, I credited everything to the Senior Bowl and the opportunity that I had.
Can you describe your play on the field and your demeanor when you're playing?
Oh, the type of guy when I'm playing, you know, I'm a very passionate guy. You know, I bring a lot of energy. I'm a very competitive person. And, you know, I like to play physical on the field. I like to be the aggressor. And that's just, you know, the way I go by. I train that way and I work that way. So, you know, hopefully I could come in and I could fit in with the guys here. I'm looking forward to meeting Champ and Dawkins and all those guys and just become a part of the Bronco family.
Robert, you know No'Shawn's game. I don't know how much you know Alonzo and the other stuff. Do you think there's a common ground between you guys
and the Broncos? Yeah, I actually was talking to my mother and the father about that. You know, when I seen No'Shawn, I felt that was a good pick because, you know, I always thought No'Shawn was one of the best backs in the country. You know, the way he ran, and it just was incredible, his competitiveness and his toughness. You know, I really, you know, my defense coordinator admired that about him. We did, too. And playing against him, he was always tough to bring down. He finished every run. He never went out of bounds. He always tried to make the extra yard, and I respected him for that. So when they picked him, I was real proud. And when they picked me, And I was even happy to be on his team so I don't have to tackle him anymore.
This seems like all you guys maybe are high motor guys.
Yes, sir. Alfonso is the same way, you know, at the senior bowl. He's real energetic, running around, hopping around, joking with everybody. And no, Sean is the same way. He's doing the same thing, and I am too. So it's a good combination of, you know, personalities.
What can you say, a little bit of a tough question here, what can you say that you learned from the situation in 2005 as far as the assault situation? And can you explain a little bit about why that was happening with your fellow teammates?
You know, I learned a lot about it. You know, I came in as an 18, 19-year-old freshman, you know, very immature and thinking I knew everything, and it brought me down to earth. And, you know, I took time, you know, prayed about it a lot and realized what I was doing wrong, and I knew that I had to get my life turned around. And my mother, my father, my whole family, they supported me through it. And, you know, since then, I became a new person, and obviously I've been blessed with being here. So, you know, I've learned a lot. You know, I can't explain it. And in 2005, you know, it just was a rough year. You know, a lot of guys were, you know, had high expectations that year. I think we started out like preseason ranked number 3, and we seen a lot go wrong and led to the season, didn't have a good season. So it's not necessarily one thing that triggered the things that were going on that year, but, you know, I wouldn't change any of that because it made me who I am and it made me a man, and because of the things that I've been through is why I'm here now. So I wouldn't change anything. It was definitely a learning experience for me, though. Oh, no, I wasn't excruciating at all. You know, the whole process, I felt, you know, I have nothing to be, you know, stressed about. You know, I know one thing for sure, that I am going to be drafted. And, you know, a lot of times people forget that this is a special moment, whether you go first round or free agent. You know, just to make it to the NFL is a great accomplishment. So no matter where I went, you know, I was more than happy to get picked there. And, you know, that, so I really wasn't caring why I was – what pick I was or whatever. I just wanted to go to a good organization, and, you know, this is where I wanted to be. I haven't been coached because it's true. My freshman year, I got to college, and like I said, I was real mature, and I didn't take coaching. You know, I rebelled against the system. You know, I was going through things my freshman year, being away from home, being injured and not playing. And that's definitely true. But if you go back and ask any of my coaches, they'll tell you that I'm a complete different person. I was a team captain, worked hard in the weight room, set examples for a lot of the younger guys, built a relationship with a lot of the younger guys. So, you know, I have very close relationships with my coaches. So, you know, they'll tell you completely different. And, you know, like I said, I learned a lot, and I'm a different person from them. So, you know, everything that was said is true. You know, I wouldn't deny any of that. But, like I said, I've grown since then.